Surface Pro 9, hands on. Microsoft melds Intel and ARM under subtle changes. In PC World by Michael Kreider on October 12th. There aren't a lot of changes in the latest Surface Pro unless you're looking at the Qualcomm-powered 5G model that replaces the Surface Pro X. Microsoft's Surface series of laptop-tablet hybrids is now in its 9th generation, and any consumer technology that lasts that long intends to settle into a comfortable groove. The Surface Pro 9 is so comfortable with its dominant space in Microsoft's lineup that not only has it gobbled up some of the features of the ARM-powered Surface Pro X, it's now absorbed it completely into its brand name. Intel or ARM 2G, pick your processor. That's right, there's just one Surface Pro now, and you can have it with either Intel 12th generation guts or Qualcomm's custom-made SQ3 chip. The two devices share a near-identical shell, which is the same as the Pro 8, but noticeably thicker than the Svelte Surface Pro X. Only eagle-eyed users will spot the lack of fan vents on the ARM-powered 5G version. The groove in the aluminum body is preserved to make sure cases and other accessories work fine for both models. Other than that, the only physical differentiator is a nano SIM card tray hiding underneath the kickstand where the M.2 slot usually sits. eSIM capability is available as well. Which isn't to say that there's nothing new in the Surface design itself. Microsoft continues to refine the near-perfect kickstand and keyboard combo, carrying over the integrated wireless charging pen slot in the detachable keyboard from the Surface Pro 8. And while the 5-megapixel front-facing camera is the same module as it was last year, it's been tilted down ever so slightly by 4 degrees to better keep from cutting off your chin on video calls. The other big change is an upgrade to 12th gen Intel Core chips, the latest available for laptop designs. And it's hard to notice that from the outside, but the boost in performance is there, if not in efficiency. Microsoft actually claims 15 and a half hours of battery life for the Intel-powered Surface Pro 9, a drop of 30 minutes from last year's version. In contrast, the Qualcomm-powered model gets a quoted 19 hours of life, which is an impressive bump of 4 hours versus the Surface Pro X. Surface level changes. Perhaps the most notable difference, appropriately, a surface level change. The new color choices, sapphire blue and forest green, are absolutely stunning, showing off anodized aluminum and an oh-so-shiny Microsoft logo. It's a shame, then, that they're only available on the Intel Wi-Fi-powered models. If you want 5G connection, you'll get the platinum gray and like it. The sapphire version pairs especially well with the new Liberty Edition with its matching keyboard and gorgeous flower print on the rear shell. The keyboard connection is the same as it's been for the last few years, and so is the Surface Slim Pen 2. With the physical interface nearly identical to the Surface Pro 8, fans will be looking hard for a reason to upgrade unless they love those new colors. The 5G ARM version makes a more compelling upgrade versus the Surface Pro X, which hasn't seen a spec bump in 2 years and is unlikely ever to get a refreshed version. Note also that the ARM version uses USB-C 3.2 for both its ports. Without the Intel platform, it doesn't have access to Thunderbolt 4, and the SIM card slot means there's no expandable M.2 SSD. The Surface Pro 9 Wi-Fi model starts at $999.99 with a somewhat anemic 8 gigabytes of RAM and 128 gigabytes of storage, paired with the Core i5 1235U processor. Upgrades top out at the Core i7 1255U with 32 gigabytes of RAM and 1 terabyte of storage. The Qualcomm-powered SQ3 5G version starts at $1,299.99 with the same 8-gig, 128-gigabyte setup, maxing out at $1,899.99 with 16 gigabytes and 512 gigabytes. As always, you'll have to fork out extra, at least $140, for the keyboard and pen. They all release on October 25th.